ओम शांति। अभी हम सभी अब एक बार दादा के आह्वान में बैठने जा रहे हैं। कुछ ही मिनटों में अब एक बाप दादा की रिवाइज मुरली हम सुनेंगे और प्यारे अब एक बाप दादा को हम देखेंगे भी। आज का दिन वरदानों से झोली भरने का दिन है। जो भी भाई बहने खड़े हैं उनसे निवेदन है कि वे जल्दी से अपना स्थान ग्रहण कर ले। हमारे बीच में दादी जानकी जी भी पहुँच चुकी है। हम सभी बिल्कुल आगे के स्टेज में बैठ जाए।
मीठे से वतन
Thank you. Thank you. बढ़ती हुई देख गए। अनुभव कर रहे हो ना, सबसे श्रेष्ठ
and all of you have become worthy of this sustenance. This sustenance is received. This sustenance is received only by you children just once in the whole cycle. If you don't receive now, then you can never receive it again. This godly sustenance, God's love, and godly attainments are experienced only by a handful of souls out of millions. You all are experienced in this, are you not? Do you have this experience? You have experienced the sustenance, the study, and also the Srimad. You are experienced images. So, can you always see the star of fortune sparkling on your forehead? So, can you see the star of fortune sparkling on your forehead all the time? or does? The sparkling star sometimes become a little dull, or does the sparkling star sometimes become a little dull? It should not become dull. If the sparkling star becomes dull, do you know what is the reason for that? If the sparkling star becomes dull, do you know what is the reason for that? Do you know it? Bap Dada has noticed the reason is you have not yet become embodiments of remembrance. You have not yet become embodiments of remembrance. You do think that you are a soul. But you become an embodiment of the thought. You don't become an embodiment of the awareness so much. You just become the embodiment of the thought. You don't become an embodiment of the awareness so much. Unless you always remain an embodiment of remembrance, unless you always remain an embodiment of remembrance, you cannot have power. Because it is this awareness which brings power and makes you the embodiment of power. An embodiment of remembrance is an embodiment of power. This star of fortune sparkles little now. So ask yourself, what you are for a longer period. Are you an embodiment of thought or are you an embodiment of awareness? By being an embodiment of thought, the thought Baba was mentioning, I'm a soul. By being an embodiment of thought, in fact you think very well, I am this, I am this. You think this very well, I am this. But because of not having that awareness,
so
waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts become mixed in your thought. Waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts become mixed in your this thinking. Actually, if you go to see, your form is not just of thoughts, but it is to be the embodiment in the you are not just an embodiment of thought, but you are the embodiment of awareness. In the beginning too, you received the reward of having been an embodiment of awareness of this time. So this time you had the awareness and you got the reward of that in the beginning of the cycle. So eternally and originally you are an embodiment of awareness. And at this time too, at the end, at the time of the confluence age, you become an embodiment of awareness. So you become the embodiment of awareness now, you're also eternally and originally the embodiment of awareness of the soul. So all three aspects of time, at the beginning, eternally, and at the end, you are the embodiment of awareness. You are not an embodiment of thoughts only. This is why Bap Dada told you earlier too. This is why Bap Dada told you earlier too. To become an experience image at the present time is the elevated stage. You think that I am a soul and I have received godly attainments, you think this, no doubt. But there is a big difference in understanding this and experiencing it. Big difference between just understanding it and experiencing it. An experienced image so the one who has an experienced image can never be can never be deceived by Maya. And also it can never experience any sorrow. And experienced image can never be deceived by Maya and also can never experience any sorrow. The games of Maya that you see every now and then, or even the games that you play yourself, the reason for that is because of the lack of being an embodiment of experience. The authority of experience is the most elevated one. So, Bab Dada saw. Bab Dada saw that some children think about this, no doubt. But they have little experience of being an embodiment. In today's world, majority of souls in today's world, majority of souls have become tired of seeing and hearing. But they wish to have some attainment through an experience. They want experience. They don't just want to hear and see, that's all, but they want experience. They are tired of just hearing and seeing. So only those who are experienced themselves can give someone an experience. An experienced soul will always continue to move forward. It will always continue to fly too. Because an experienced soul has constant zeal and enthusiasm in an emerged form. So check have I become an image of experience of every point? Is the authority of experience visible in your every action. Is your every word and every thought based on the authority of experience, or is it simply based on your understanding? One is to understand, and the other is to experience. To speak about the points of knowledge for every subject can also be done by outside speakers very well, especially those who give many speeches. However, to become an embodiment of the experience of every point means to be an enlightened soul. There are many who have yoga. There are also many who sit in yoga. But the experience of yoga means, to be an embodiment of power. To be an embodiment of power and an embodiment of power is recognized by being able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time. So embodiment of power is recognized by being able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time. And becoming an embodiment of that, and thereby being free from obstacles. Becoming an embodiment and being free from obstacles. If even one power is lacking, if you speak about it but are not an embodiment of it, then too you can be deceived at that time. You're just speaking about it but not having an experience of that power, so you can still be deceived at that time. If you need to have the power of tolerance but you use the power to oppose, You cannot be called yogyukt or an embodiment of experience. What would be the sign? What would be the sign of your being an embodiment of awareness and an embodiment of experience in all four subjects? So if you are an embodiment of all four subjects and you are the embodiment of awareness, what would be the sign of that? In your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. This will be your stage, that I'm an embodiment. In your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. In your attitude, in your attitude, you would always have pure feelings, soul-conscious feelings, and altruistic feelings. So in your consciousness, you will think I'm an instrument, and in your attitude, you would always have pure feelings, soul-conscious feelings and altruistic feelings. In the atmosphere and in relationships and connections, you would always be humble. And in your words, would be pure and gentle. And your words would be pure and gentle. These specialities would be the natural nature at every moment of one who is an experienced image. These specialities would be the natural nature at every moment of one who is an experienced image. Baba is emphasizing again, natural nature. At present, some children sometimes say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this, but it is my old nature. I don't wish to do it, but what can I do? It's my old nature. If something is your natural nature, it will do its work. You don't even have to think about it because it's your natural nature. Your nature is naturally doing the work. So, check yourself. What is my natural nature? What is my natural nature? If I have even the slightest trace of my old nature, if I have even the slightest trace of my old nature, then by it being used again and again, it becomes a firm sanskar. So, in order to finish the old sanskar and old nature, you do wish to finish it. You want to do it, but you're unable to do. What is the reason for that? Why are you not able to do it? You want to finish your old nature, but why are you not able to do it? All of you have become very knowledgeable. You all have become very knowledgeable in everything. You don't want something to happen, and yet it happens. What must be the reason for that? You don't want something to happen, and yet it happens. So what must be the reason for that? The reason for that is that you have little power of transformation. The power of transformation in you is little. It's less. It's not enough. The power of transformation is not enough in you. That's why even if you wish to do it, you're not able to do it. In majority of you, it is visible that the power of transformation. Baba is not saying anything further. Children, you understand, you even describe it. If somebody tells you to speak on the topic of transformation of sanskars or to write on this topic of transformation of sanskars, Baba thinks that, Bap Dada thinks that all of you are very clever in it, in giving a speech on this topic of power of transformation. You can give a very good speech on it. You can also write an essay on it. You can write a speech too. You can speak too. And if somebody comes in front of you, you can also explain to that person very well. You'll tell him, don't worry, forget it, change yourself. You tell others also. But you yourselves lack the power of transformation, and knowing the importance of the present time, knowing the importance of the present time, you should not take time to bring about transformation. You shouldn't take time to bring about transformation, seeing the present time. It should, the power of transformation should come in a second. The transformation should come through the power of transformation. Because since you understand that something should not happen, and the thought you, and though you understand, if you are still not able to transform yourself, the reason for that is that you don't become an embodiment of it. You just become an embodiment of thoughts. Whole day you do a lot of thinking. You become an embodiment of thoughts for a longer period throughout the day. But majority of you lack being an embodiment of awareness. And so, an embodiment of power. Now is the time for intense speed. It is the time for intense effort. It is not the time for ordinary effort. Transformation in a second means that through your being an embodiment of awareness, you should become free from negative and wasteful thoughts in 1 second. Why? Why this is necessary? Why? You are instruments to bring the time and completion close. You are the instruments for bringing the time and completion close. So, according to the importance of the present time, and since you know that every step has multi-millions merged in it, you keep the awareness of increasing that in your intellect, but you should also keep the awareness that you could also lose in a second. If you are creating multi-millions at every step, you're also losing multi-millions in a step, are you not? So now, the question of a minute is also over. You say for others that they should stay in a minute of silence. But for you people, it is now a matter of a second. It should take you only a second. to bring about the transformation. Just as, how long does it take to think yes or no? How long it takes to think yes or no? It takes a second, doesn't it? So, such fast transformation power is required. You understand that something is fine or not fine, it's okay or not okay. So put a full stop to that which is not okay or not fine and make that which is fine. So full stop to what is not fine or okay then and do in practical what is good or fine. Now, use the importance of the full stop more. Use the importance of the full stop more in your task. You know about the three dots, don't you? However, use the dot, that means full stop, at the right time. Just as scientists are doing everything quickly, they are doing everything quickly. Scientists are doing everything quickly now. And they are also using the power of transformation a lot more. And they are using the power of transformation a lot more. So, all of you, those with the power of silence, now keep the aim. That is, if you want to bring about transformation, what you have to do? You are, of course, knowledgeable, no doubt. But now become powerful in bringing about, but now become powerful with the speed of a second. So in 1 second, you should do it. We are doing it and it will happen, we will do it. You shouldn't think like that. You should say, is it possible or is it, you should say, it should be done now. So can it be done now or instantly or is it difficult to say now? Because at the final moment, it will be the paper of 1 second, not even 1 minute. It will be a paper, the test of 1 second, not even a minute. So only if you have the practice of a second over a long period of time, will you be able to pass with honors in a second. You are godly students. You are studying the godly study. And so you definitely have to pass with honors. So what if you claim just pass marks instead of pass with honors, if you claim just pass marks? No. You need to pass with honors. What aim have you kept? Those of you who believe that you have to pass with honors, raise your hand.
Pass with honors.
Baba is looking at everyone. Baba is underlining. Pass with honors. Very good. So everyone raised their hand. Well, then Baba says, what will you have to do then? What will you now have to do? If you say motor a minute, a motor in a minute, that also is common. It's now a matter of a second. When those from Punjab, it's now a matter of a second. So all those from Punjab are here. Who will be number one in this? Punjab will be number one in this, in doing everything in a matter of a second. What is the big deal? It's not a big thing. You speak with such intoxication. You speak very well with such intoxication. When Bap Dada hears it, he's very happy, he's very pleased. You say, what is the big deal? What is not, is nothing big. Bap Dada is with me. Bap Dada is with me, Baba is with me. What's the big deal about it? It's nothing difficult, you say, don't you? So you have the authority with you. The authority is with you. Now, if the authority is with you, what are you now going to do? You now have to become intense effort makers. You now have to become intense effort makers. You are doing service. And what else would you do without service? What else will you do if not service? Will you sit idle, not do service? What will you do without service? Will you sit idle? Service is the very religion and action, activity of Brahmin souls, dharma and karma of Brahmin souls, seva, service. However, now together with service, become an embodiment of power. Bap Dada is pleased with the extent of zeal and enthusiasm for service you have shown and is also congratulating you. Okay, what's to be done now? And Muniben is saying, Baba, it is the turn of Punjab and Rajasthan to serve. Stand up, all those from Punjab zone, big zone, there are so many states in Punjab zone, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, so many states in Punjab zone, it's all northern area of India, Jammu Kashmir too is in this, Himachal Pradesh, so Baba Singh, half the class is Punjab zone. You have done very well. You arrived here being ever ready for service. For that, congratulations. Punjab. Are those from Punjab making some new plans? Are you making some new plans? Have you been touched to carry out a plan of something that no one has done so far? Is it possible? It will happen. Do something such that all Brahmins give you thanks and also congratulate you and sing songs of your praise. This is what you should do so that... Okay, very good, okay. Now all those from Rajasthan, they stand up. So Baba Singh, both the zones, Punjab and Rajasthan, are doing service very well. But one thing, this is for Rajasthan, this is taken from the Murli of 15-11-2008. So it has been added. Both zones are doing service very well, but one thing that Bap Dada had said is still left to be done. You do know it, do you not? What is still left to be done? How many good heirs have emerged from Rajasthan? How many good heirs have emerged from Rajasthan? Rajasthan is the place of kings. You know, Rajasthan, the place of kings. This is why it's called Rajasthan. Raj means king, Sthan means place, place of kings. So many, every district, every small place has own king, you know. So how many have you made? How many have you made emerge who have the right to the kingdom in the future? All the centers have all of you noted down how many you have made emerge to become those who have the right to the kingdom? Have you noted down how many you have made to have a right to the kingdom? So each center should write. Each center should write how many you have of those who are going to claim a right to the kingdom. You are doing service and thinking of service plans, no doubt. You are doing service and thinking of service plans. That's fine.
Yeah.
but now according to the time, at least finish the complaint of souls in your own areas. Within the area of the center and the areas around it, do not make effort and just give them the message, but at least enable them to claim the inheritance from Bap Dada. They should not complain that father came and yet they were deprived from their inheritance. Please sit down, all those from Rajasthan. So now this service should be completed everywhere as soon as possible. One zone is the instrument, but Bap Dada is telling all the zones. No one should complain that Baba came, the father came, and he came to give inheritance, but we were deprived of that inheritance. No one should complain this. So now, this service should be completed everywhere as soon as possible. One zone is the instrument, but Bap Dada is telling all the zones. No area, no village, no colony should be left deprived. Should be left deprived. Everyone should get the message. Om Shanti. Yeah.